pronounce your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The NTSB is holding a briefing on last night's collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport. All 64 people on the plane and the three soldiers on the Black Hawk were killed. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We're here to assure the American people that we are going to leave no stone unturned in this investigation.
The New York Times reports control tower staffing was not normal at the time of the crash. Crews are searching the Potomac River for more bodies and debris. WTOP anchor Alan Etter, a former volunteer firefighter, tells us how that works.
They plot this out on the surface of the water, and when they go down, they literally are feeling their way around on the bottom of the river for debris, for anything that they can find.
President Trump is already laying blame for the deadly collision.
First, the president called for a moment of silence for those killed when an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter collided midair. Then he offered condolences.
We're all overcome with the grief for many who have so tragically perished.
Next, he pivoted to the air traffic controllers.
You had a confluence of bad decisions that were made.
While acknowledging that the cause of the crash is under investigation, he singled out diversity policies of the previous administrations.
Their policy was horrible, and their politics was even worse.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Some of those killed on the plane were U.S. figure skaters, members of the Skate Club of Boston. Olympic medalist Nancy Kerrigan is an alumnus.
When you find out, you know some of the people on the plane, it's even a bigger blow.
President Trump's pick for FBI Director Kash Patel is before the Senate Judiciary Committee for his confirmation hearing.
I'm Vicki Barker. To Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, President Trump's choice to run the FBI, Kash Patel, is a Trump loyalist who will use the job to pursue Trump's political enemies. Republicans strongly defending him, and Patel insisting he would, in fact, end what he called the Biden administration's weaponization of the agency.
The economy grew at a rate of 2.3% during the fourth quarter. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says that's pretty healthy.
That level of growth, combined with the fact that the inflation rate remains higher than the Federal Reserve would like, explains why the Fed took no action at their policy meeting yesterday.
British pop star Marianne Faithfull has died.
It is the evening of the day.
Her version of that Rolling Stones hit was her breakthrough hit in 1964. Marianne Faithfull was 78 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A school switch is happening in Kenosha. Hillcrest on the north side is set to relocate to the former Wilson Elementary site. The move was approved by the school board this week. It'll happen this summer. There's been a rebranding in Racine. Downtown Racine's popular summer market has been renamed from Racine's Harbor Market to Racine Haymarket, paying homage to the historical significance of Monument Square. Flight for Life was called but wasn't needed for that fatal Racine County crash yesterday. A 32-year-old Walworth County man died in the impact near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in Norway. Microsoft paid $34 million for that 240-acre site near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's for a new data center project there. The company says the investment is separate from the company's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th ranked Badgers, ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland, 76-68. The Terrapins have now won 6 of their last 7 games. The Badgers have lost 2 of their last 3. Greg Gard asked, why does it seem as teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?
I don't worry about other years, Mike. On to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team, with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan, head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 of 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy and we cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Beatles on WRJN. Well, a little bit later this hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. Don't call now. It's going to be a little bit later this hour, but hopefully you listened to Dan Marcus earlier today. He played an interview with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. I'm going to ask you a question about that interview. If you can answer it, you win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association on Friday, February 28th. That's a little bit later this hour on WRJM.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
watch out, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
I wish that I had told you. You don't know how
cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
All right. So who benefits more economically from being married, men or women?
Well, economically, I guess it would, I would say the men, because in my family, the woman, me, takes over all the financial stuff.
So the doing of the books.
I would say it's, yeah. And he, you know, I would say he's a little more free in that area.
Okay. So you rein him in financially? Is that what it is?
Kind of. Yeah. Okay. It's been 35 years, you know.
Okay.
Kind of know his tricks and traits.
All right. So you're right. Men benefit more economically from marriage, but not necessarily for the reason you're saying.
Okay.
All right. It says here, if you think women still reap more economic benefit than men do from marriage, you may be living in the past. Today, men are better off economically because their wives are too, according to a study on the economics of marriage by the Pew Research Center. If women, it found that women's education and earnings advancements translate into overall improvement for men. So in other words, women are making more money than they did in the past, and that benefits the men.
Yeah, well, I'm an enabler. I can't even say the word. So, yeah, I guess he does benefit more than I do, but in the way that I can control it so I know and I can spend.
that's as long as you can control, as long as you're in control, yes. You're happy. Is that it?
It's all about me in control. Yeah, I know it. Mm-hmm. I know it. You got it. Yeah.
There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Ready to tackle your next project? Discover the power of Masterforce tools today. From high-performance power tools to rugged hand tools and much more in between, Masterforce delivers the reliability you need to tackle the toughest projects. Join countless customers who trust Masterforce for its quality and performance. And pick up a new tool today. Masterforce. Power, performance, durability. Only at Menards.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play. To dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rockin' that piano.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I am sure enjoying these temperatures we've been having the last couple of days. Tonight, though, could see a little rain. We'll see. Look for a low of 33. Tomorrow, a little rain, maybe even a little snow, and a high of 38. Saturday, up to 36.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar. Over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. Give up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Time through. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. But if you want to listen to some of our talk shows on the Civic Media Network, download the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The truck driver involved in a fatal crash yesterday is from Racine. He's said to be cooperating with investigators, and alcohol is not believed to have been a factor. A 32-year-old man from Walworth County was killed in the Racine County crash in Norway. The Racine man was driving a utility truck when the driver killed pulled out in front of him on Highway K in Beaumont Avenue. Despite efforts of first responders, the 32-year-old man died at the scene. The Kenosha Unified School District convened a community town hall this morning. Due to the early hour, a live stream was provided. The reason for the gathering was to address the upcoming February referendum. It proposes a $23 million increase in funding. A neighbor that looked out for another neighbor and likely saved a life was honored this week. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office presented the Sheriff's Award to the Zosky family for their quick thinking that saved a neighbor's life. They called police after noticing the neighbor's vehicle had not moved for days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to reach out for help. The sheriff's office is praising the family for their outstanding community spirit and neighborly actions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and mid-30s for Saturday, some rain again Sunday. Right now it's 53.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside. Ooh.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Is climbing Mount Everest on your bucket list? In a new move from the government of Nepal, climbers aiming to conquer Mount Everest will now have to pay $15,000 for a permit. That's a 36% increase from the previous fee of $11,000. This increase is designed to address the overwhelming demand to climb the world's tallest mountain, which has resulted in dangerous traffic jams and life-threatening conditions near the summit.
Well, I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I got worried, oh, oh.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We're also your home for giveaways. Now's your chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. They're going to be there Friday, February 28th. Here's how we're going to do it. Earlier today, Dan Marcus played an interview with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits, and he asked him this question: what is your favorite song? So my question to you is, what is Peter Noon's favorite song? If you know the answer, give me a call now, 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. The first two people who can answer that win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. Call now and good luck from WRJN.
People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two.
Setting suns and lonely love. windswept lady. It was the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We do have our winners to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. If you did not get in on it this time, don't worry. We have another chance for you tomorrow. Here's what you're going to want to do. Listen to Dan Marcus tomorrow morning, about 10:45 or so. He's going to play another clip from his interview with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. And I want you to remember what Peter has to say, because I'll ask you about it tomorrow afternoon. And when I do, you call in and win. That's how it works. I'll give you the answer, by the way, to today's question coming up in just a few minutes. Keep it here on WRJN.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
And there's time to every purpose.
to every stranger.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. All right, I told you I'd give you the answer to today's Herman's Hermits question. I would have accepted two answers to this. The question was, what is Peter Noon's favorite song? In his interview with our own Dan Marcus, Peter Noon said his all-time favorite song is Daydream Believer. He also said that End of the World is his all-time favorite Herman's Hermits song, so I would have accepted either. Your next chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association is coming up tomorrow. Listen to Dan Marcus at 10:45 for that Peter Noon interview, and I'll ask you a question about it again tomorrow afternoon on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Oh, local news, and timeless hits. WRJN.